Mix 101.7 KAYL, Saturday morning huddle. It's the season finale of the huddle program. And visiting now with Alt Aurelia co-head coach Chris Reinert to recap the Warriors' season-ending 41-20 win over Unity Christian in Alt last night. Warriors end the year on a four-game winning streak. And I hear you were pretty much in command from the beginning on.
Yes, thanks, Ryan. Yeah, we started off really well. First quarter went really well for us. We received the opening kickoff, went down, capped that off. Eric Steffen with a 6-yard touchdown run. On the first play from scrimmage for Unity, Skyler Sokol made a great interception. And a few plays later, we found ourselves back in the end zone again with Caleb Sleaser with a 2-yard touchdown run. So, yeah, first quarter, we really couldn't start to ask for a better start for, out of our kids. And so we were up quick and stayed hot in the first half.
Yeah, so Caleb had that touchdown run, and you were telling me beforehand he was involved in a couple of wild plays after that.
Yeah, we were. We came out and stopped him again. So we had a drive put together there in the second quarter. We were going down about the 20-yard line. The ball popped loose out of one of our own ball carrier's hands. Caleb was in the right place, right time, scooped it up. And 19 yards later, he was in the end zone again. So, yeah, a little luck goes a long ways. And on the ensuing possession, then Unity did start driving on us. I got down to about the 25. I don't remember who put the hit on the running back. The ball came out. And actually, Trevor Robbins made a heck of a play on defense. The ball was squirting out. He couldn't quite get to it, and he actually flipped it up to Caleb. Caleb grabbed that thing, and off to the races, he was off for 75 yards. Fumble recovery. So
wow, that's crazy.
Three quick scores out of Caleb. So,
all right.
So the end of the half at 28-0 lead. So yeah, we couldn't really ask for things to go much better for us in that first half.
Yeah. So second half, you said you boosted the lead to 35-0. Were you able to get the reserves in there for plenty of PT?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, that was good. Yeah, Jared Weiland capped the drive off with a 1-yard touchdown run. He's usually our tight end. We're not putting the ball in the air at all or much last night. So kind of reward him for all that he's done from the tight end position. He's such a key to our running game, making blocks out there on the end and seal that edge. And then, of course, in our passing game, but the last few weeks we have not been passing the ball much at all. So we put him in the backfield there to kind of reward him as a senior going out there. He got a 1-yard touchdown run, which is good to see. So, yeah, we got the 35-point clock running. Briefly, they did come down and score. And, of course, yeah, we rotated guys, which is, makes it for a fun night for everyone. So, yeah, just very proud of our guys.
Offensive individual yards, do you have those? And maybe some highlights for Coach Peckenschneider's defense?
Yeah, we do. Caleb Sleaser right at 100 yards last night. Skyler Sokol, 75 yards rushing with a score. As you mentioned, Eric Steffen had that score. And then it's pretty balanced from there. Nick Gaze carries 46 yards. So, again, we spread the ball out. Quite a few guys running the ball there. And then, like I said, we didn't pass much. Six passing attempts, so not much there. But, yeah, defensively, had a couple kids challenging each other. We didn't know that until after the game, but heard them talking about it, that our top two guys, Trevor Robbins and Nick Gaze, challenged each other who was going to finish the season with the most tackles. Both had tremendous games. Nick Gaze was in on 16 tackles. Trevor Robbins was in on 13 tackles. So those two guys stepped up their own challenge and really played well. But, yeah, defensively, Zach Issa had an interception. Skyler Sokol had that interception that I talked about. Mm-hmm. Caleb Sleaser with that scoop and score, and also double-digit tackle, so that was good. Ricky Pisano with an interception. Spencer Fast was in on a number of tackles. So, yeah, just a lot of guys had really good games last night, so that's always fun.
Coach, a 1-4 start. Three of those losses were to playoff teams out of your district, but then finishing up with four straight wins, what can you say?
Yeah, tremendous job out of these guys. These seniors will be very much missed. Great leadership out of them when things got going tough. They really helped keep the kids in line, keep kids checked into football. And we told the kids all along that, you know, we had an uphill battle those first three district games with those three teams. And actually, all three of them did get in. West Lyon, Hinton and Western Christian. So three losses in the district are all to playoff teams. So we told them to get through those, learn some lessons, stay healthy, that is going to pay off, and it sure did. So very, very proud of those guys. Skylar Sokol, Jason Hinkledy, Nickel Bannon, Jared Weiland, Spencer Fast, Parker Nelson, all seniors this year, going out on a high note. So, yeah, 5-4 season after getting thumped a few times early in the season feels really good. So there's not many people outside of the huddle, outside of this team, that gave us much of a chance to win, and these guys continue to prove them wrong for the last snap this year. So that was really fun to see. I hope they take that lesson with them in life, that hard work will pay off, and stay at it, and good things will come. So.
Well, hats off for a winning record on the campaign. Al D'Aurelia, co-head coach Chris Reinert, thanks very much for your time all season during the Saturday Morning Huddle program. Sure do appreciate it, and we'll be seeing you soon, of course. Basketball season right around the corner. Thanks again, Chris.
You bet. Thank you much. Take care.